Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Road to Redemption by Robert R. Malkus is a revisionist history of what writers have been doing to revise the teaching of American history for generations. The book presents an alternate approach that takes readers back to a time when the nation was more united and schools prepared students to become victors instead of victims by presenting to them how America evolved into what now is the most powerful country in the world. Robert's professional career began at an early age as interest when he decided that teaching history would be his future. He realized it would not be easy coming from a blue-collar family where funds were scarce. The solution was attending and graduating from an Illinois junior college, then commuting from the south side of Chicago to DePaul University each day to earn a BA in history and political science and later an MA. He became a teacher at Mother of Sorrows High School on its faculty for 17 years, teaching history and English. 10 of those years he served as assistant principal and held that position until the school was forced to close because it could not compete with government-funded public schools. He next turned his attention to aviation and became a manager at the Lansing Municipal Airport, served in that position for the next 23 years until 2008. After his retirement, he turned to writing about topics that he was proficient in. The Village of Lansing and its airport, past, present, and future, has been published, and recently we talked about it with Robert on This Week in America. He has written over 40 articles for the Lansing Journal newspaper on topics of community interest. And back with us on This Week in America, Robert Malkus, author of The Road to Redemption. Robert, welcome back to the program. Pleasure to have you back with us.
Thank you. Let me start by thanking you for the last podcast. It was very productive. It was viewed by more than 250 people the last I looked.
That's fantastic for a video. And then in addition to that, the podcast, all of these are available on Apple and Amazon and Google and Spotify and iHeart, basically wherever you happen to listen to a podcast, and on YouTube as well. And all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This book, I really appreciate what you've done with The Road to Redemption, especially reflecting your background, actually being on the ground in the classroom, teaching history. What inspired you to write The Road to Redemption, and what message do you hope that readers take away from it?
I was an administrator and history teacher at Mother of Sorrows for 17 years. It was an all-girls high school, Catholic high school, located just south of Chicago. It was a school where parents chose to pay tuition because they wanted something more for their children than what was being taught in the public schools. Mother Sorrows taught academic courses, business training, and even homemaking skills under an umbrella of faith, hope, personal responsibility, and maybe one of the most important things, love for one's country. People were guided into being victors and not victims.
Well, I mentioned that in the beginning. Yes, finish that thought, because that's so important, the presentation and allowing the students to see how this country evolved.
That's true. One addition to it, I was put in a very unique situation a few years ago. I was invited to attend two 50-year reunions of the students who graduated from Mother of Sorrows. And it was an exciting experience. I was given an opportunity to see how effective Mother of Sorrows was. And I found all successful careers, good families, love and compassion that the, I want to call them kids, that the now young ladies felt for one another. My only drawback from that was that I'm lamenting that the children of today will not have that same experience.
Yeah, so true with everything that you just said, and it has to be rewarding to 5 decades later see the impact that your teaching and what the school had on those children, kids. I still say that, you know, you got kids that are over a half century old, and you still call them kids, and they're really young adults, or they're really older adults too, middle-aged adults at this point, but they will always be kids to us. Robert Malkus, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, and that's important because it's his website, Malkus is M-A-L-K-A-S, robertmalkus.com. We'll give you all that information as we go through the program. Talk a little bit about, elaborate more, if you will, on the alternate approach to teaching history that you present in the book, and how it differs from the traditional methods.
I have two of the most unique parts of the book is I put an American Constitution test that I used to administer to my students, and I do it in an interesting way. I don't give answers. It's up for the parents to maybe give that test to their children so that they can see for themselves, are they prepared for their movements into society? Another unique thing that I did was I have 12 assignments that I assigned to the readers about modern issues that are very important to the people of the country today. Things like school choice, gun control, election reform, electoral college activities, and even presidential impeachment, and others. I want them to read the assignments, sit down with their family, friends, and discuss the issues that I present to them. I'm almost becoming a national history teacher, taking a position where I can, I want to say help the country find their road to redemption.
Yes. That's the name of the book, The Road to Redemption. The book is so well written. It's written by someone who knows this firsthand, who studied history extensively, taught it extensively. Robert, in your opinion, what are some of the key obstacles that have hindered man's search for meaning throughout history? What are the hindrances? What's holding us back?
The bottom line story is education. The people who are trying to change our society know how to do it. They're very successful with it. And it's because the truth does not get presented to the people who are running, functioning within the country.
Yes. The book is so well done, and it's so powerful, and brings up so many issues that we're talking about today. The Road to Redemption, Robert Malkus, M-A-L-K-A-S, his website, his name, robertmalkus.com. How do you believe the parents can become more proactive in their children's education? As you talk about so well in the book, The Road to Redemption, how can parents get involved?
First, school boards. Get to the school boards and make sure the board members know the feelings of the parents. They are the ones who really run the show. I've been to school board meetings. Luckily in Lansing, they're very effective. I write on some of these articles were presented in the newspaper, and it had impact on what was going on in the teaching of history. That's my basic concern, teaching history, American history, because I think if our young people know all the details, all the challenges that are facing them, they will be able to combat things like the 1619 Project, which is, we don't have enough time to deal with that, but it is the way certain forces have changed our understanding of American history. That's one issue. There are some characters that I've been researching for a long time, one of them being George Soros, Everybody knows who George Soros is, but few know the impact he has had on the American people and, for that matter, the country. There is a book by Matt Palumbo called The Man Behind the Curtain that more or less explains the impact he has in his wishes. Everybody that we know in the news today says George Soros, but nobody ever explains it. My book goes over the top a little bit and explains to people who are reading the book exactly what kind of impact he has had on what's going on in our country.
Robert's book is The Road to Redemption. You'll find it wherever books are sold. I'll send you as well to Robert's website, robertmalkas, MALKAS.com. Can you discuss the role of bias in historical narratives and how the book aims to provide unbiased accounts of history? It's really sort of a fascinating evolution, isn't it?
Yes, it is. One issue that I think people just don't understand is this call by some forces in the country that the America is a systemic racist country. And that is nowhere near the truth. And we can almost prove it. Another book, David Barton from the Wall Builders Foundation does identify in his book, America in Black and White, exactly some of the issues that nobody wants to listen to. We have two of the soldiers in the boat that George Washington used to ford the Delaware River during the Battle of Trenton were black guys. A guy named, an author named William Nels in the 1830s wrote books, and he was a black man. Of course, Frederick Douglass, and one of my assignments is Juneteenth, which is something that is becoming very effective today. And I have no problem with Juneteenth, except the fact that it's had been decided to be a national holiday because it is, some say, the end of slavery. I would rather have Juneteenth mention all the great black history characters who helped America develop to what it is today. And I can go through a list, but I'm looking at the timing too, and there's so many other things that maybe we could talk about.
Well, the time goes by so quickly, which is why Robert has written the book and why you should read the book, The Road to Redemption. It's all laid out there. If you want to go back and refer to it, you could do that. Refer the book or section of the book to family, friends. You can do that as well. I touched on this before, but once a teacher, sort of always a teacher. Talk about the background in teaching history and political science and the influence that had on writing The Road to Redemption. You know how to hold the attention of a young person. You know how to capture their thoughts, how you're able to lay information out there and let them, in many cases, take that information and sort through it themselves. What influence did all of that have on this book?
I am not an egghead historian who writes 600-page books. I am a teacher by heart. And I break down everything I say to go directly to the parents and even the students, because I think they will be able to understand for themselves. We are at a point now where the people really run the world, let's say just the United States. And we have been put in a position where we are no longer a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. We are a country of the powerful, by the powerful, and for the powerful. And the people should know that they have the value, the power through their voting capacity and their involvement in government to bring that problem to the fore.
I want to talk about the role of history. And again, you were there. You studied this. You had a fascination with it. You've taken that fascination and passed it along to so many students for so many years. What do you believe are the most crucial lessons that students can learn from studying history that will shape their future? It's more than learning what's happened. It's how to apply that to what's going to happen.
Some say history repeats itself.
Yes.
In some cases, it does. I keep on calling them kids.
They're kids. That's okay. I'll accept
the
that.
The students, my friends, when you get down to it, I'm still in contact with them now. There's a website that says called Classmates that I am part of. That I get right now. I've got view calls by 145 of my ex students who want to stay in touch with me, and I can't answer all of them. But I say hi to each of them so they know I'm still around and I'm still concerned about them and I'm still interested in their futures because they represent the whole legacy of what Mother Sorrows was doing and what I've been doing with all my life. I want truth to be predominant.
You know, you mentioned Classmates. I, too, belong to Classmates and correspond with several old teachers that I had. And I wonder if some of the younger students have that connection with some of these students or with some of these teachers. I can go back and name three or four teachers, five teachers that really made an impact on me. And I can recall, I could close my eyes now and see some of these teachers at the front of the classroom and how they held my attention. And to be able to, in my case, more than five decades later, be able to communicate and express your gratitude. And for sometimes it means so much to the teacher to understand that they had that kind of impact on a student. Our guest on the program is Robert Malkus. The book is The Road to Redemption. The interesting from a teaching standpoint, but you were also an administrator, assistant principal, influence. How did that influence your perspective on education and the challenges faced today? Sometimes a teacher sees it differently than an administrator. You've got a different function there. What was the influence that way?
The whole layout was that I did teach for about 7 years as just a teacher. Then, for want of financial resources or whatever you want to might call it, the school needed an assistant principal. I became the assistant principal, and I've got some political chutzpah that I'm really to take on anybody who gets in my way. one of them with Mother of Sorrows was that the government wouldn't consider funding the busing that all the kids had to experience every morning. Parents had to pay not only the tuition, but also the bus fare. I kept going right at them, trying to get some of the local politicians aware of the fact that they could be helping the school survive, and the school hasn't survived because of funding requirements, and they were forced to close. And honestly, I might not have gone to the airport had I still been there. And I would I would bet to people if I was still there and was still functioning, it would be one of the best schools in the entire country.
I have a reason to believe that, the power that you have and the tenacity. And you took that to the airport. The other book that Robert has written, The Village of Lansing and Its Airport, Past, Present, and Future. It's a fascinating story. You may not have any idea where Lansing is, the airport, any of that, but it's a behind the scenes. It's what a community does to it's a suburb of Chicago. So you've got the major airports there. You've got a suburban airport. It's a fascinating story. And that tenacity comes out, Robert's tenacity in that book as well. Time is going by so quickly. I want to maybe sort of wrap up with this. Talk about the importance of fostering free thinking. As you're talking education, some people define it as somebody's telling us something. That's education. Others will say, no, it's you offering information. We take it and we assess it. And that's the part of the education part of it is what we do with it. What about fostering free thinking in the next generation and how your book really encourages that mindset?
Read the 12 assignments. They more or less don't tell you what to do. There's no bias.
Yes.
There's no prejudice. There's here are the facts. Here are both sides of the argument. And you decide what you believe is the right approach for the country to follow. If we had more time, I could go through some of the other some of the things that would be useful. Example, like Plessy versus Ferguson versus Brown versus the Board of Education. If you took a look at that, those two Supreme Court cases, we would be able to see what the functioning of the United States Supreme Court, how something that could be constitutional coming into the 1900s was found wrong. At one time, the Supreme Court said that it was okay to have segregation as long as there was separation but equal. And that was the law of the land for 50 years until Brown versus the Board of Education became a reality. And Brown said, oh no, Supreme Court, you made a decision then. It wasn't what the American people want now. And they reversed that. Try to tell the American people to look at the Roe versus Wade and the Dodds decision and how those two cases, which are all part of what's going on in the country today, will be handled.
You know, it's interesting when we have new nominations for the Supreme Court, we hear a lot about established law and settled law, and then you never know what's going to happen after that. But it's interesting. All that is an aspect of who we are as a country, how we've evolved. And it's a fascinating story that Robert brings to life in the book, The Road to Redemption. A minute or so left at the end of the program. What do you hope the takeaway is? The book is about empowerment, making decisions, being able to make decisions. Is that the lasting memory you want for the book Road to Redemption?
If I had my ability, if I had the money, I would buy a copy of the book for everyone in the country who will be going to the polls in November. They will make decisions based on more basic realities than what they will be doing at that time.
Well, the book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at Robert Malkus's website, which is robertmalkus.com. I'd like to thank King Pages Press, kingpagespress.com, the author's marketing representative, for arranging our conversation once again today. Robert, it is always a pleasure to have you with us. What are you working on now? I hope you've got another book so we can talk again.
The one thing we should know, that might have to be another few days or a week before it all gets on the website. I'm working on something that really complicated. It would be called A Decade in Review, where some of my letters from 2013 to 2023 were printed, and put them all together. It'll give you a firsthand history of what was going on in the country during each of those 10 years.
Now that would be fascinating.
Good primary source material.
That would be fascinating. And what Robert is saying, the website is in the process within days of being up and running, robertmalkus.com. That's as of the time we are recording this. So if you go there, it's not there. Check back in a day or so. In the meantime, go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You'll find information there. And check Robert's website as well. Information on the Village of Lansing and its airport, past, present, and future. A fascinating read. And information on the newest book as they become available. Robert, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program. Look forward to doing it again. Thank you.
I can't wait, to tell you the truth. I don't know how much more strength I have to keep going, pushing all of them. I really have fun doing this, to tell you the truth, and I wish I could do it a month from now with another book, but we'll wait and see what happens.
We'll get together again, and it is fun from this aspect as well. Always so much to talk about, and the time goes by way too quickly. So read the book. The book is The Road to Redemption. Robert Malkus is our guest, and all the information on our website, links at thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.